I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
And it's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E. Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Wednesday, November 17th, 2021 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. This is our cathartic moment. Well, it's not really cathartic. It's our moment of catharsis, I suppose, where we gather and realize that we're not crazy and yeah, strange things are happening, and they're not by accident, not by any means. Despite the gaslighting, despite the compartmentalization and plausible deniability, so-called. So, a couple of things. You know, I intended to do some housekeeping. I suppose we'll do that first, real quick. Sort of real quick. I'll start with this one, I suppose. So, Amit has a couple of questions. The 1937 President's Committee on Administrative Management report, the report that was used by the... the same administration to, it was actually the intriguers behind the scenes, but used as a surreptitious justification for the institutionalization of the administrative fourth branch. So I actually was fortunate enough to get Ralph's copy of, he sent me his copy of Things He Said, spread it far and wide. It's, number of things, and I intend in the next couple of days to put that somewhere on the interwebs that's easily accessible, that doesn't isn't difficult. I wanted to, you know, coordinate with Ralph about that, so that's something that I will provide more information on. And the other question is, I said last Friday, I believe it was, on the National Intel Report, depopulation was a measure to delay the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is kind of a, I don't know. It's kind of a, I guess, a deep discussion, and that's in part what we'll get to today. And so basically, I don't intend to get to all of this, but I've mentioned in the past that, you know, I always wondered about Romans 11:25. So, you know, there was the original ark moment in the Bible. Noah's building an ark. Hadn't rained, is my understanding at that point, and ever. And so, you know, Noah's building this ark in the middle of the desert, basically, and not, you know, no water. What are you doing? It's not like you have a semi, you know, flatbed you can load this on or something. What are you going to do with this? And then, obviously, one day it becomes apparent to everybody that this is why the ark. So Romans 11 is part of a broader passage that's interesting. And Paul is going through these paradoxes, these interesting paradoxes. And it's very specifically, you know, concerning, as some would put it, Israel's present rejection, Israel's future salvation, and the purpose of Israel's rejection. And I would make the distinction. I think that what we see, this political construct on the world stage, is not Jacob's descendants. So Jacob got a name change, and that was Israel, and that's a family name, so to speak, not a political construct. So the purpose of the rejection starts in Romans 11, verse 11. I say then, they did not stumble so as to fall, did they? May it never be. But by their transgression, salvation has come to the Gentiles to make them jealous. Now, if their transgression is riches for the world, and their failure is riches for the Gentiles, how much more will their fulfillment be? And so, you know, this and other passages obviously dispel the myth of replacement theology. It's not replacement. There's this mystery at work that Paul is shining a bright light on. So he says, but I am speaking to you who are Gentiles, inasmuch then as I am an apostle of Gentiles, I magnify my ministry. So he goes on and is explaining this mystery. And so in verse 23 he says, and they also, if they do not continue in their unbelief, will be grafted in. You know, so he's talking about this grafting in process. And actually back in verse 22 says, behold, then the kindness and severity of God, to those who fell severity, but to you God's kindness, if you continue in his kindness. Otherwise you also will be cut off. And they also, if they do not continue in their unbelief, they will be grafted in. For God is able to graft them in again. For if you were cut off from what is by nature a wild olive tree, and were grafted contrary to nature into a cultivated olive tree, how much more will these who are the natural branches be grafted into their own olive tree? See, replacement theology is, nah, it's, we're looking in the wrong place. We're being led down the same old primrose path of destruction, of infighting. It's unnecessary. So you just got to understand what's going on here. So this mystery, I would say, culminates in verse 25. For I do not want you, brethren, to be uninformed of this mystery. What mystery? So that you will not be wise in your own estimation. What mystery? That a partial hardening has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. And so all Israel will be saved, just as as it is written, the deliverer will come from Zion. He will remove ungodliness from Jacob. He will remove ungodliness from Jacob. See the name change. This is my covenant with them when I take away their sins. From the standpoint of the gospel, they are enemies for your sake, but from the standpoint of God's choice, they are beloved for the sake of the fathers. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. Anyway, so there's this mystery at work, and it's a paradox, but it's a blessing to all. But there's this thing that's happening. A partial hardening has happened to Israel. Partial hardening has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. And that's a strange, that's something I wrestled with for a long time, years and years. And, you know, like, how does that work? God gives everyone the opportunity to come to him, you know, none come unless the Spirit draws them. However, you know, what is the last moment of a person's life that, you know, is it their last dying breath, basically? Is how would that work? How would everyone get a fair opportunity for salvation, if that makes sense? Jesus said in Matthew 24, for example, that the gospel be preached to all the ends of the earth. How does that work? You know, is there going to be a sign that says, okay, you got 10 minutes, figure it out? That just doesn't sound right. And so I wrestled with this for years and years. And I started thinking, well, does that mean that, I mean, it just sounded like an arc moment. Until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. Sounds like an arc, you know. Okay, that's the last one. How do you know it's the last one? So you start reading what bad guys are writing. You start, you know, taking the Malthusian contingent at their word. Maybe it's not just that, you know, stem cell research is great, so abortions are great for stem cell research. Maybe it's not just that, as evil and awful as all of that is. Maybe, you know, we should start taking these people at their word and that they don't want people around. You know, Bill Gates innovating to zero. One of these numbers is going to have to get pretty close to zero, and his equation is obviously wrong. I mean, if we all quit using these services, we're still breathing, and that means that we're still putting out tons and tons of carbon emissions every year, doesn't it? So what do you suppose, you know, if one of those numbers, the one on the far left, the P, if that gets pretty close to zero, then the others obviously get pretty close to zero because none of the P is using any of those services. So, you know, you start taking these people at their word, and he said it. You know, if we do a really good job with vaccines and healthcare and blah, 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 you know, we can get that number that's headed up to 9 billion down by 10 or 15%. That sounds like he wants to not have as many people around. We can get that number down. You know, you look at things like the Georgia Guidestones. I have the textbook, a university textbook, Population in Perspective, with all of these essays that, you know, young students are being, their minds are being infected with these awful ideas that we should somehow determine that some of our fellow men and women are inferior in some way, and therefore we should get rid of, you know, these groups of people. Well, that's pretty awful and despicable. We called that eugenics at one point, and it was evil, still evil. So maybe we take these people at their word, and they're trying to get rid of a bunch of people. Have been for a long time. You know, Edwin Black reminds us in books like War Against the Weak that it was actually America. That evil Hitler guy. He was evil. Well, you know, funny thing. The idea came from here first. War Against the Weak, Eugenics and America's Campaign to Create a Master Race. The Übermensch. What? So, you know, you start listening to these people, taking them at their word and reading these crazy things that they're talking about. Maybe we shouldn't, maybe, you know, and along the way there were initiatives to, like a marriage license, you could have a child license. Here's your license to procreate. You can have one child, maybe two or whatever. We'll give you a license for that. That didn't catch on. That didn't take off. But, you know, these are the kinds of things that they've been talking about. You read about it in books like War Against the Weak. And ultimately, you know, speaking of the Bible, the more you look into this stuff, the more you realize it's just the same old satanic plot. It's the same old, simply put, it's what Jesus said in John 10:10, the thief came only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. But, you know, you start looking at this stuff and you realize maybe that's what he meant. Maybe he meant the thief came only to steal, kill, and destroy. There's a particular animosity toward mankind, apparently. And so the Malthusian contingent gets infected with these evil ideas. Then you combine that with biotechnology and so on. And now they're saying that it would be better, since we understand how life works, except we don't, but we're tinkering. Don't worry about that. It would be better if we just grow people in a petri dish. And that way we can select the desirable, heritable traits. You know, we can pick them, like going through, like a lunch line or something. I'll take that one, and that one, and that one. So that means that the last person we'd be born, if you're the devil and you're trying to replace people with silicone skin suits, for example, that, you know, can play demonic host to demonic, you know, disembodied spirits. Going back to Genesis 6, if you get rid of a bunch of people, then you don't have to worry about the issue of salvation, you know, and being kicked out of your host as a result of the soul turning toward God and the house being, the temple being cleaned out. So, you know, you get rid of a bunch of people, you have these silicon-based suits so that you can finish your work trying to beat the clock on this fiery judgment that's coming. As Peter reminds us in 2 Peter chapter 3. So anyway, thinking about this, it started to make sense. You know, they're trying, I mean, if you read what has been written in the last 100 years in particular, there are people who are genuinely trying to, you know, stop people from having children and just grow children in a petri dish. Do those have souls? Don't think so. By the way, I think artificial intelligence is a ruse. When guys like Steve Wozniak say that it isn't as smart as an ant, what's going on here? It's a bait and switch. As I said before, I think all of that technology is demonically created, and what Jordy Rose says seems to lend itself to that assertion. So, you know, it's this infiltration again, returning to Genesis 11 and Genesis 6. And one more point on that, and then to the other stuff when we come back. Stick around, I'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash or a money order with the pay-to line left blank. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Nothing made out to RBN will work, so don't do that. The new accounts are going to be opened soon, and if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Talking about is speculative on my part. There is a plethora of what you might call anecdotal reference material. I don't want to get into that right now. Maybe, I don't know, some point in the future, but if you investigate for yourself, you probably find out. A lot of it requires a certain amount of digging because it's not mainstream kind of stuff. So the last thing I'll say about this is, in diving down this rabbit hole, I also discovered that it's sort of it's mentioned as part of a sort of Kabbalistic plot to do exactly what I'm talking about, to try to retard the timeline and, you know, disrupt it. And so this was my thinking. You know, that was an interesting discovery. And again, maybe I'll talk about that later, not right now. But the way my thinking went was, okay, so if you're the devil and you know that Jesus is going to return, do you try to thwart that plan? And how would you do that? You know, so you have this, again, this arc moment. Everyone gets a chance to, at salvation, you know, until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. And so, you know, if you can slow that process, and the way the thinking went like this was like this. So you read in the beginning of Genesis that God says, be fruitful and multiply. And then there's the flood. And after the flood in Genesis 9, the command is reissued, be fruitful and multiply. And he adds, and fill the earth. The Malthusian bent seems to be morbidly preoccupied with that. We keep hearing about all these ways that too many people are going to destroy the planet, yet they don't. God says, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. So that would, you know, the faster that you can do that, the faster it seems you get to this arc moment in Romans 11:25. Now, if you want to retard that process, obviously you want to prevent people from filling the earth, if that makes sense. And so that's kind of how my thinking went. And then, you know, putting that together with this morbid preoccupation with getting rid of people. I mean, R.J. Rummel's Death by Government, for Pete's sake. You know, hundreds of millions of people. And that's not all. That's just, you know, democide, as he puts it. I mean, we could throw in all kinds of other numbers, like abortion, for example. So what's going on here? Why suddenly this hysterical penchant for getting rid of masses of people? And Romans 11:25 is the linchpin verse, in my opinion. I would call it an arc 2 moment. So that's just that's kind of how I arrived at this conclusion. It's, again, that's entirely my own conjecture, and but there's a lot of what I would call anecdotal evidence to support it. So the esoteric thing, the Kabbalistic plot that is basically the same, that was an interesting discovery. Trying to delay the return of Christ, you know, for obvious reasons, buy some time, and so, you know, escape the fiery judgment. Anyway, that's that, and we will return. Let's see. I want to go back to the Jimmy Dore stuff that we played yesterday. Get a little bit more of that. There is the part where Max Blumenthal says, you know, this is so what is going on? I said I wanted to get to how this is happening. You know, people are acting crazy. So psychological paralysis, free-floating anxiety. Fear and free-floating anxiety, that's a key concept. And hopefully we'll unpack some of that today. And so we'll get to that next. Stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Bottom of the first hour of today's broadcast. So I think we got through mostly through the housekeeping stuff. Jimmy Dore, we'll do that again here in a second. So, you know, I mentioned some of the articles, by the way, Max Blumenthal over at The Gray Zone. I mentioned some of the stories yesterday. Cloak and Dagger, military intelligence outfit at center of U.S. digital vaccine passport push. That's MITRE. And the Vaccine Credential Initiative, VCI.org. I talked about MITRE last year and early this year, how they're operating behind the scenes like they always do, and no one is really paying any attention. Awesome. Public health or private wealth? How digital vaccine passports pave a way for unprecedented surveillance capitalism. You remember the clip that we played of Ursula von der Leyen saying when she was asked by a clever reporter, you know, so since this is about world health, should we give the vaccines that are developed to people, you know, should they be free? She says, we have all the stakeholders we need. In other words, no. Absolutely not. We still need money to run this enterprise, and so we have to run it at an obscene profit, you know, which Bill Gates admitted at Davos in 2019, right? To Squawk Box, CNBC Squawk Box's Becky Quick, $10 billion resulted in a $200 billion windfall, $200 billion of economic benefit is the way that he put it. So the decade of vaccines was obscenely profitable. That's fun. But of course, all of this is leading somewhere. That's what we're getting to. And there's a reason that this is happening. So a couple of other articles real fast. Again, billionaire political meddlers, disinformation agents launch Good Information Inc. to fight disinformation. Ostensibly, anyway. Facebook whistleblower Francis Haugen, represented by U.S. intelligence insiders. I mentioned the nonprofit industrial complex section of reports over at the Gray Zone. Information Wars, the Gray Zone reports on information warfare. Talked about some of those stories. Coronavirus, they have a section devoted to that, and that's fun. It's not always what you think it might be. Including this article, COVID-19 Catch-22 regime change policies come packed with U.S. pandemic relief. What? The U.S. Congress's $900 billion COVID relief bill was packed with $1.4 trillion omnibus spending that includes tens of billions of dollars for war, weapons, and regime change abroad, from anti-Russia and anti-China initiatives to $3.3 billion for Israel's military. That's fun. This one I didn't mention, I don't think, maybe I did. Behind NATO's cognitive warfare battle for your brain waged by Western militaries. Yeah, I did mention that. And about this one, this is kind of interesting. Some people will find it interesting. Were the notorious dancing Israelis 9/11 plotters, spies, or just common scam artists? That's an interesting article by David Sheen. How about this one? How elite U.S. institutions created Afghanistan's neoliberal president, Ashraf Ghani, who stole $169 million from his country. But that's the same old rinse and repeat, you know, frenemy recipe that has plagued us forever. Propaganda Today, how U.S. Created Taliban and Al-Qaeda, and Behind Afghanistan War Profiteering is, a companion article by Ben Norton also. That was the first one before the one that I just mentioned previously. Speaking of color revolution, I mentioned this yesterday. Meet U.S. government-backed regime change guru Gene Sharp, mastermind of soft coups. It's the color revolutionary way. And New York Times, Washington Post, national security reporters serve at pro-war Pentagon-funded think tank. Center for a New American Security. So that's a fun one also. And how about this article? In Somalia, the U.S. is bombing the very terrorists, quote-unquote, it created. Of course. It's the way that it always works. So it's astonishing. Things are out in plain sight, but we don't look in plain sight. So, oh well. let's see. Yeah, I don't think we want to start there. Maybe we start, well, kind of back to where we were. Maybe I think we'll, let's see. Yeah. All right. So there's one key concept that Max Blumenthal mentions. Some people get it. Some people are paying attention. We're going to jump in a little ahead. All right. So again, this is the video titled Diabolical: Bill Gates' Digital ID Will Control Your Life. Jimmy Dore has Max Blumenthal from The Gray Zone on. We played some of this yesterday. We play a little bit more now. Go ahead, please.
ID, because you don't, your passport is no longer valid. So Lucy's mandatory vaccination allows her to go rent a car and do all those other things. And it's all routed through her phone. It also gives her access to her own bank account, which could conceivably be lost if central bank digital currency is linked through digital wallets to the digital health passport, as well as the digital ID. And what we did at the Gray Zone, Jeremy Lofredo, who is an incredibly talented researcher, I mean, some of the stuff that he pulls out of these papers that are deliberately inaccessible, made deliberately inaccessible by the companies and the kind of global capitalist policy hubs, they're made deliberately inaccessible, and he finds all of the nuggets to highlight the real agenda behind this biomedical regime that's being foisted onto us. And it was a 7,000-word piece. It's going to be really hard to distill it into a Jimmy Dore segment. But you mentioned one of the most disturbing or dystopian aspects of our story, which is the Aadhaar system in India, implemented by an Indian tech billionaire who's a very close friend of Bill Gates named Nandan Nilekani. And Nilekani conceived this ID system supposedly on a – and then they implemented it supposedly on a voluntary basis. But 1.3 billion Indians are already enrolled. And in an eastern rural state, you can find documented reports of deaths directly linked to this system, because if you enroll, your biometric scan of your irises and both on all your fingerprints are required in order to get this digital ID. And then the digital ID is required in order to get your monthly ration of rice. And people in the Jharkhand province who are living hand to mouth, the poorest of the poor in the world, if they don't get their monthly ration of rice, they die. And that was what was happening to people who weren't able to either link all of their personal data, their biological data, to this digital system, or who just didn't enroll because they are either uneducated or too busy trying to survive and they're not able to deal with digital technology, which is the same with the much of the homeless population in the U.S., older people who aren't into smartphones. Mm-hmm. You can extrapolate out of this hideous wave of deaths that took place in the Jharkhand province in 2017 what can and will happen once digital ID goes global. This was a Gates-involved essentially, it's a Gates-involved experiment.
Okay,
that he has organizations that he's...
Pause for a second. Pay particular attention to what comes next in about the next minute or so. Go ahead, please.
Backed, like ID4D or ID2020, say they want to bring to the wealthier nations of the global north. They want to bring this Aadhaar system. And now they have an opportunity to do so because of the pandemic, because people have been driven into a state of a psychological paralysis, fear, and free-floating anxiety by an airborne respiratory virus. And they have been told that if you implement digital immunity passports or just immunity passports, then you won't have to be around the unvaccinated, the unwashed in restaurants and the workplace and so on. Ignoring the fact that the vaccines currently on offer don't prevent viral transmission, so it's a completely unscientific mechanism. But what it does, and it's spelled out by companies like Thales, who produced the video you showed. Thales is a NATO and military contractor. They say digital immunity passports create the context for bringing in digital ID. And digital ID creates the context for bringing in central bank digital currency, which, as the World Economic Forum, one of the key policy hubs pushing these kinds of technologies, along with the Gates Foundation, has said will determine what products, services, and information we can access, or conversely, what is closed off to us.
Yes.
So, as you said,
Yeah. We should probably back that up and play that one more time. That segment from there, you know, from about 14 minutes to there. I mean, so did you hear? It's all predicated on, he said, you know, the experimental organizations, and like you said, you know, that have that were conveniently timed, just in time, as what's his name said, Igor Shepard. So Max Blumenthal said people have been driven into a state of psychological paralysis, fear, and free-floating anxiety by an airborne respiratory virus, or, you know, really not by that, but by the words that people have used, the spell that has been cast. And it's astonishing how effective this is. I want to get to that. How is that working? And it's just, you know, I mean, I joke, it's not funny, and I'm not trying to be too crass and too cynical, but, you know, animals are smarter than this. If you tell, you know, if you, I don't know, you know, you put a salt lick out in your yard, and you're, I don't know, maybe not in all cases. I guess maybe a trap is a better way to put it. You know, if you throw some bait in a trap and you stand out and say, it's for your benefit, you know, I'm putting this out for your benefit. Animals are, you know, wild animals are generally more cautious than that. They don't just look at something and say, oh, free food. Fantastic. There's a natural defense mechanism that says there may be some danger lurking somewhere, and apparently that's been bred out of us, because if you tell someone or, you know, someone listens to what Max Blumenthal said, people have been driven into a state of psychological paralysis, fear, and free-floating anxiety. But, you know, then they hear someone like Bill Gates. Last time I checked, not a health expert, not elected or even appointed to anything government related. So why do I care what Bill Gates says? Last time I checked, Klaus Schwab, not elected, not appointed, not even American. So I have a huge problem with all of this. I don't understand how it escapes people's notice. Land of the free, home of the brave, huh? Interesting. Why are we even talking about the World Economic Forum? Why isn't there, you know, and it's just this, it's like perfect storm of scenario planning nightmare, you know, where people, like I said yesterday, people are saying by, you know, there are companies, large companies that say, we're going to have walkouts in droves. And so it's great. You know, we have hundreds of employees who are ready to walk out. That's exactly what the technocrats want. That's what Klaus Schwab announced in 2016. We're all going to be replaced by robots. They want you to walk out, never to return. That's part and parcel to the game plan. So maybe it's time to be a little more discerning. I don't know. Stick around. We'll be right back.
There, are you gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
How many violations can a business kind of, you know, how many times can they violate this rule in order for them to actually be fined? And then secondly, has the White House been reaching out as well, I don't know, in the past couple days, today, to governors as well, either encouraging them to implement their own mandates or on implementation of this mandate? And then just one on immigration after that.
Gotcha. So the goal here is compliance. And the administration and OSHA are going to do everything we can to maximize compliance. So that's going to be our focus. The vast majority...
So is that not clear enough? Is that not abundantly clear? No, come on, Chris. That's not what, you know... Really? We're not seeing it at this point yet? We're not seeing that... Maybe we should take people at their word. Larry sends me this Gateway Pundit article. Dr. Fauci, there's a misplaced perception about people's individual right to make a decision that supersedes the societal safety. That was his, what was it, CBS Sunday morning interview over the weekend. And, you know, I mean... Why torture ourselves and listen to this stuff? You know, we can talk all we want. What we do is what matters, as Lark reminds us. Oops, I guess I did that twice. Can we squeeze this other clip in of Fauci? I mean, maybe we should take these people. Is he, you know, I thought that he was not the commander in chief, which, by the way, is a, you know, basically a term of art, but. Again, I digress. So here's what Fauci said over the weekend.
Well, one of the things that to me was most difficult to accept is that we put together a good plan for how we were going to try and dampen down the spread of infection early on, thinking that that was accepted by everybody. And then the next day, the president saying, free Michigan, free Virginia. I didn't quite understand what the purpose of that was, except to put this misplaced perception about people's individual right to make a decision that supersedes the societal safety. That, to me, is one of the...
Yeah, this misplaced perception about people's individual right to make a decision. Interview with Ted Koppel, CBS Sunday Morning. You know, so I guess for those who don't do their homework, they don't realize, you know, one of the things that keeps coming back in my mind is what Deborah Burks said back in 1983. Remember when she was giving birth to her oldest daughter? I do, and those words will never leave my mind. So, I mean, it's basically, I would call it prima facie, though circumstantial, evidence of the crime that has been committed, you know, well, before, but certainly ever since, and that continues to this day. I'll mention those words and we'll continue on when we come back. Stick around.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.